ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome for another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. I almost forgot my name, Tarek.
I didn't forget yours.
Big welcome to Tarek Lewis.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, man? How you doing? See, I didn't call you funny and talented today, but you are.
Yeah. You got to bury some of those things, man. I've been on one.
Yeah? Okay.
You got to bring me back down to level.
All right. What's up with, so shout out to Mr. Joy Franchise in the building with us today.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
I know we don't technically have sponsorships, but Joy's wearing a shirt I'm very fond of.
Soulciety
shirt.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my guys over there in Tampa downtown.
That's fine. We can plug as what we like until they start paying us for this.
For reals.
So what's up, guys? Let's get into the actual show. Mr. Tarek Lewis got the check out. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Which,
is it out in movie theaters already?
No, it's not.
When is the release date?
Valentine's Day.
That's a weird day to release a kid movie, don't you think?
I mean, it's also weird that NBA All-Star Weekend is on Valentine's Day, too.
But yeah. That's what you ought to get your girl cheat on with Dion Waiters. There's somebody like that.
Wow. Hopefully not Dion Waiters, but...
It's funny. Oh, my God, that's funny. So tell me your first reaction of the movie. You got to see a preview Saturday,
man,
so
I actually really loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just for kids.
No. Like if you're from 90s nostalgia, it's great.
Really?
They gave Sonic a really good backstory. I'm not familiar. I'm trying to remember. There's several iterations of the cartoon.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember one. He's always like a grown up and kind of tough and kind of like, you know, he knew he was Sonic.
Yeah.
And this one, he's a kid. He's like a teenager.
Right.
They do a great job of integrating him into like the real world. And man, Jim Carrey, if you like classic Jim Carrey, like Ace Ventura, The Mask Jim Carrey, he is back to that. Like,
really?
This is classic Jim Carrey. This is not the number 23. Jim Carrey. He's like ridiculously funny in this one.
Excellent.
And I enjoyed it all the way through, the whole way through. It's not corny. There's no point where it gets corny. Everything makes sense. And they even explain the rings, which I won't.
Really?
I won't give that away.
But you're not going to spoil that for us?
No. They explain the desire for the rings, like why he needs the rings.
Excellent. That's interesting.
It's really good.
Hmm. I never understood why Dr. Robotnik always wanted the rings.
Why did he want those damn rings?
So it's like, that's the plot, like, for the rings? I know, without spoiling it.
The rings are important to Sonic.
Okay.
Dr. Robotnik finds Sonic interesting. He's like, how does this creature have this power to be so fast?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of understood that.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of understood that from the video games.
So, yeah. Okay, there's a lot of, like, little tidbits. Like, remember you should press the down and A button and Sonic would just spin out of control?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Really?
He does that in the film. That's good. And they kind of explain it. It's really good. I give it a scale of one to
focus
here. Scale of one to C.
One to C?
a scale of one to five.
Yeah.
For what it is, I give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I give it a 4.
Now I gotta go check it out.
Dang. All right. So I'm cool. So I won't feel weird if I'm seeing it.
No.
I'll fit in. I'll fit into the audience.
Yeah, you'll be fine, man. Just wear that. You got on a Batman shirt. No one's going to question
you. Come on, man. My Batman shirt? Come on. Look at that. It's classic. Let's focus. So a 4-star review from Tarek Lewis here at Geek Culture Congress for Sonic the Hedgehog, which will be in theaters on Friday, Valentine's Day. So go check that out.
Yeah.
Tarek highly recommends it. Okay.
I do.
And, of course, on the other side, on the flip side of these movies that have been coming out, well, we didn't get the preview of it, but our co-host here, Joey Franchise, got to check out Birds of Prey, The Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I believe I said that title right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
It was like a mouthful, you know?
Yeah.
And that's probably why it was kind of hard for people to, like, go to the theaters, because...
Yeah.
But for people that are not maybe familiar.
Yeah.
They were like, Birds of Prey?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, Harley Quinn.
Oh, it's the Harley Quinn movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they should have really just had Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey or something like that.
Wasn't going to happen.
They did this whole fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. Like, that's a mouthful. It's way too much.
Yeah.
Title-wise. But the movie is really, really good.
Is it?
It's honestly one of the best out of the DCEU. It was, to me, female Deadpool.
Really?
Okay.
Like the humor, The action, a lot of action, like John Wick type action. Well, one of the
really
one of the stunt or somebody that worked on the John Wick film actually helped out with this movie.
Okay,
so yeah, so it's really good, action packed, funny. You know, it's a lot of violence. You know, it's kind of what you expect out of like that Gotham-y kind of vibe that we were hoping to get out of. Well, that you saw some of in the Dawn of Justice. Mm. It was dark, gritty. And I think that should have kind of kept, like, I think DC's like, that's their lane, but they're scared to go in that lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, you know, Batman, I kind of feel like Batman's whole, and his whole,
it's like the Batman verse when, you know, it's like all this stuff.
Like, I think Batman and like his rogues gallery and his story is the darkest out of the DC. So it's like, I think Batman movies are meant to be rated R. And I don't think anybody should kind of be integrated with it. And I think it needs to be, you know what I mean? Like, Harley Quinn was, gave a perfect, it was, give me, like, it was, it validated it. Like, yo, Batman series movies just need to be, like,
dark and gritty.
Really dark and gritty. And if you can push it, if you can get it, you know, do a rated R version, it's cool. It's accepted. But, I heard it's not doing so good in the box office, which just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because I would hope to, I would want to see another Harley Quinn movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Another Harley Quinn movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
She can hold her own. Margot Robbie has really stamped it as, like, yo, she's Harley Quinn.
She owned it. Like even like the put in and, you know, all the little, you know, things from the trailer anyway.
And she reminds me exactly how the character was in the animated series.
Yeah.
She's great. She is Harley Quinn. Just like Robert Downey is Iron Man.
Yeah.
I think Margot is definitely, you know, the Harley Quinn.
Got a lock on it.
Okay. That we deserve.
So, because I've heard some, I've seen some mixed reviews for this movie. So go ahead and give me your final score.
I think for me, I think I would have saved the Victor Zsasz character for a Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been a dope, like, secondary or third bad guy for, like, a dope Batman movie.
I heard he was just, like, flying, like, he's a flying character in this one. I don't know. Flying in and out. Character not actually flying.
He's like a goon. He's a goon black mask.
Yeah. Okay.
For Sionis.
I know in the Gotham show he's a pretty important character in the Gotham show.
Yeah, he's a bugged out dude. You know, right. he marks himself with every one of his, you know, killings or whatever. So he and I used to read him in the comics a lot, and he was actually one of my favorite villains when I was reading him in these Batman comics.
Mm.
So the way they portrayed him, like, I mean, I didn't have a problem with the actor who played him. Can't think of him at the top of my head, but I really thought they should have saved that character for like something different.
Interesting.
They didn't show don't go in here thinking that you're gonna see the Joker in it. You don't. He's referenced a lot, but you don't see him at all. But man, like and just the Huntress was I was okay with that. I really like Black Canary.
Okay,
Journey Smollett plays Black Canary. She was really good. And the story was all right. In you know, it was to me it was just a fun movie.
Okay,
I can't really like pick anything wrong about it. I thought Ewan McGregor did a pretty solid job.
Yeah, I heard a lot. I heard a lot of reviews praise for his.
Yeah, he was really
his
solid.
Bad guy was supposedly really good and really like there was a bunch of plot twists, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah. So it was crazy. I give it a 4 out of 5 for sure.
Okay, okay, all right.
I wasn't gonna see it.
Wow,
I was hearing bad things.
Yeah, so. Me too. And then, matter of fact, you know, not to put to going back to Sonic the Hedgehog, Moon Senpai says, "I fucks with this. Thank you very much." And why not give it 5 stars, Sonic the Hedgehog?
I mean, my reputation was. I'm a grown ass man.
There you go. You have your answer, okay, Moon Pie? Thank you. Our boss, Mr. Travis himself, I was in a meeting. In the YU, the Maximum, the Spanish station meeting. here in the office, and he bursts into the office and he goes, "Man, that movie sucked." And I'm like, "Oh, wait a second, bro, you got to be more specific." He's like, "I went to go see Birds of Prey, and I didn't like it. It was just all over the place, and yada yada yada." And I was like, "Oh, okay,
but it's interesting." Exactly, here's the thing: if you rock with the Deadpool movies, yeah, like, you'll rock with this.
Okay. I never heard Travis tell me he disliked Deadpool. So
I know, but Deadpool's done all the way correct, because yeah, Ryan Reynolds is heavily involved, and I think Margot Robbie's on the same path with her Harley Quinn character, and she's actually a producer on the movie too.
Okay,
so she's deeply invested into this character. But it did good, because you know how Harley's really kooky,
yeah,
and she, you know, with the thing about the story, it has that kind of, yeah, flashback stuff,
yeah,
and like she'll stop you somewhere in the middle of the thing to kind of explain something else.
Okay, right.
So, but it always finds its way back in, because you at first you're like on edge, because you're like, all right, well, how she's gonna tie this story with, you know, how is this all gonna tie in with what she's talking about?
Yeah,
and then she'll revisit a situation, come back to you, and it's like it all makes sense in the end.
So you would see another Harley Quinn movie?
Yeah,
would
for
you
sure.
See, would you see another Birds of Prey movie?
If Harley Quinn's not involved, no.
Well, okay. Never really the supporting characters pulling on heartstrings for you?
They were decent.
No interest?
Nah, they were decent. They were good compliments to kind of, like, you know, tone Harley down, or, like,
yeah,
you know, keep her character, you know what I mean? Like, help build it out, you know? They built the movie out really well with the supporting cast.
Interesting. Okay. I got some, actually, we were talking on the pre-show. Me and Joey, before you walked in, actually, you caught the tail end of it. That you actually rewatched Justice League, of all things.
Yeah, I was so bored.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I've done that, like a rewatch, you know, Infinity War and then Endgame, you know.
So I have all my, like, my Apple TV, like all my, because I have an insane DVD, like Blu-ray collection. So I just was putting movies into my Apple TV, like in the My Movies stuff, and Apple TV reads it. It's really dope. Mm-hmm. So I don't really got to go fishing for, you know, movies in my plethora, my eclectic collection of Blu-ray DVDs. So yeah, I stumbled upon Justice League. You know, let me watch Justice League real quick. Let me just find out and really sit down and really bask in how terrible this movie was. And man, and it's like, I'm like, you know, it couldn't have been that bad. And then, you know, there's scenes where I'm just like kind of scratching my head, like especially when Aquaman went to Atlantis because the mother box was there.
Yeah.
And it's like, in Aquaman, he'd never been to Atlantis or something. Like, it was what I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That was kind of weird. like how was the mother box on the outskirts of Atlantis and not within Atlantis?
Yeah,
but in the Justice League, they made it seem like it was actually in Atlantis. But when you watch the Aquaman movie, he'd never been past those gates.
Yeah,
so it's like that was like they're harboring the mother box off
just on a.
Off, you know what I mean? Off site,
yeah.
Somewhere randomly in the ocean, that didn't make any sense to me. And then,
really?
I just didn't like a lot of the dialogue. Like I'm listening to like some of these Ben Affleck Batman lines, and I'm like, who the hell wrote that?
Yeah, that's
It's painful. It's a painful movie, especially we know what it could have been.
They tried to add the humor in it, and the humor wasn't.
They tried
to super friend it.
Yeah, you know what they tried to do? They tried to It's like the writers of the movie were watching Avengers and like, you know what? We should really piggyback on what these guys are doing. Because Batman was like the Tony Stark to, you know what I mean? Like to Spider-Man, like that Tony Stark and Spider-Man relationship.
Yeah.
And then like the Batman and Flash relationship. And it was like why am I watching like B-side Avengers right now? Like, it's like the B-side of the movie.
Yeah, I think that's why they had to back off and like rethink their whole strategy because I think they felt that way too.
You keep Batman dark, don't make him witty and funny, like
and then he's trying to be serious, and then with his deep Batman voice, and you got the Flash over here Corgi, oh my God, that's your bad signal. Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
Well, he's like a fan. Yeah, they could try well, to like to make that, the Flash like a fanboy kind of.
I thought Ezra Miller was not the problem in the movie. I thought Ezra Miller was good. I thought Cyborg was solid too.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'd rather have seen Cyborg. If anybody, I feel like should have got like more of a backstory. I thought Cyborg should at least do it because I think everybody's got an idea.
Really?
Of like the Atlantis thing and yeah. Aquaman, and they were already greenlit for Aquaman movie shortly after that movie was made.
Yeah,
you know, we got the Wonder Woman movie prior to that, and she got her whole backstory. Flash, I mean, I feel like they gave Flash enough screen time to be like, all right, cool. He got struck on lightning, and you know he's got what he has. He has his dad situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Cyborg probably should have had more of a. I would have loved to see that come to fruition because the whole point of the movie was the mother box.
Yeah.
Right.
So to see him being made.
I think he got snubbed. Do you think his character got kind of snubbed in the movie?
Especially with the story they were going for.
Right.
You know, they didn't really focus too much on like, okay, well, he's just this machine.
Yeah.
And his dad, you know, I mean, you got the glimpse of it in Dawn of Justice.
You know who does a really good job of a cyborg introduction in the Justice League cartoon, the movie, the war one, I think?
That was a dope intro.
Yeah, dope intro to him. To his arc, Well, then you could just do so much better stuff with in animation than movies takes you know. So going forward, how do you think the Batman is going to fix this and the Flash movie? Of course, the Flash movie is coming up as well. You think they're going to go full Flashpoint, him go back in time and reboot something by accident?
No. I think they're just redoing the whole storyline.
Yeah, you think so, or they're just going to move forward? What they got?
I think they're just redoing the whole storyline.
I mean, it feels like they're moving forward from what they got, like was the Birds of Prey and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think they're cleaning up any of their timeline. I think they're sticking with it and staying away from the team up stuff. Yeah.
So another question: Moonpie says Cyborg should have had a movie for show.
Yeah,
definitely for show.
Yeah,
they rushed Justice League a lot, too much because you know, Superman dies in Dawn of Justice, and you know now the Mother Box awakens. Mm.
Mm. Well, they're supposed to introduce the cyborg to the Titan show that I now hate, but
oh, now
so we'll get
it?
Back. And I'm just waiting for it all to finish so I can try and binge it all.
Yeah. I don't know about Cyborg having a whole film, because I think it's hard to separate him from the Titans. He's better.
He's synonymous with Titans.
I don't think he has an enemy. Probably
like a rogues gallery. You mean?
Yeah, he has. What's the guy's name? Brother Blood is like his big enemy. I want to say.
Is it?
Or yeah,
I think also what is it? Blue Beetle kind of doesn't he go bad in the beginning?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's I don't know why. I've read that before. Yes,
they have young Blue Beetle go bad, but I don't think that's part of the.
Yeah, because they're very similar. Better, man. They're kind of technological like that.
Yeah,
you know.
I rewatched it myself recently, like over Christmas.
Justice League we're talking about.
Justice League. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you watched it too?
Yeah, I watched it back in December.
Like if you're a walk-on actor, you'd be like, "Nah, it wasn't in that movie."
Hmm?
If you were a walk-on actor in that movie, you'd be like, "Nah, it wasn't me."
No, you got to own your role. You got to own your roles.
At the end of the day, it's still a DC movie.
Ezra Miller is not shunning.
But he done the cameo in the Arrowverse and stuff like that, so he's owning it.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
It doesn't matter how trash you play the character, you're still
going
to own it.
So going back to that, what I was telling you was like Superman's dialogue in a whole Justice League movie was that brooding, Man of Steel, Superman, you know? And then when he goes to fight the bad guy at the end, he goes all Christopher Reeves, you know?
Yeah, well, he's been dead for some years.
Yeah, but then he's all hunky-dory. Hey, what are you doing there, buddy?
It took him a while to get
Hey, you trying to kill
back.
Everyone here? Remember, what do you think you're going on? What's going on here?
Remember, he couldn't remember anybody. He didn't remember anything. He didn't know where he was.
But he remember what he remembered.
So he had a complete attitude adjustment.
Yeah. Once he got his personality, everything back. Yeah. You ever been killed before, Speedy?
I have many times.
You don't just pop up and be
many
happy.
Many times. I'm a gamer. I've been killed many times. Okay. Anything else you guys watched that you guys want to review? Anything
I'm still
new?
Watching The Outsider. We have not finished yet, but it's getting really good.
Excellent. I haven't finished. I only saw the first episode of Picard. But I know there's multiple ones out there now, and I need to catch up. And the reviews look really good for in the Star Trek world. What about you, Joey? Anything else? Yeah.
I'm just kind of running through the series of The Boys on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I know I'm mad late. It's just like so hard for me to watch.
Because you're famous, Joey. You know, you're flying all over the world. You're going to Chicago and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'll be in London and France next month, too.
He's international, baby. He's going to have stamps all over his passport. You're not going to know what to do himself.
For sure.
They don't stamp it anymore.
Mine has stamps. I went to the Dominican Republic. I got a stamp.
Yeah.
I guess it depends where you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's because we're trying to invade that country. Yeah.
So keep the show going. Want to get into the rumor mill, the hot rumor mill and speculation theories.
With all that, let's do it.
All right. First one. This is MCU stuff. Okay. MCU. I believe Nova is going to rocket his way into the MCU via Captain Marvel 2.
Okay.
Possibly.
Cool. I'm with that.
How exactly the plot, how that would work, is uncertain, but speculation about his character being introduced finally has made his number one Marvel comic go through the roof right now. Okay. So if you're a proud owner of original Nova number one, you got to think about selling that commodity or sit on it for a little long. Who knows what it turns into. The other big rumor from the rumor mill, Captain Marvel 2, is they supposedly they're going to start introducing X-Men characters.
Okay.
In these other movies first, and then they're going to build, you know,
the X-Men.
I guess somehow put them together, you know? Like they're going to do, they're going to show, The guy that throws the cards, I forget his name now. I'm having like a mind
throws
fart.
The cards.
Yeah, he throws the cards.
Oh, Gambit.
Gambit. Like they're gonna show Gambit be a criminal. Mm-hmm. They're gonna show Storm, you know, as a young child pickpocketing in like Wakanda or something like that, or you know, things like that. They're gonna start introducing X-Men characters in other franchises little by little, and then put them together. So. One of the big rumors is that the main antagonist in Captain Marvel 2 is going to be Rogue.
Yep, I heard that.
Rogue?
So, yes. Rogue. Remember Rogue? She gets powerful by touching Captain Marvel, in a comic book anyway. She absorbs Captain Marvel's power.
Yeah.
And that's how she gets able to fly and lift cars and, you know, has a little, got that power, you know? So that is a... Rogue might be introduced in Captain Marvel 2. The other big thing is we lost a director for Doctor Strange.
Scott Derrickson.
Multi-Universe of Madness. But we also gained a director for Doctor Strange, Multi-Universe of Madness. Mr. Sam Raimi himself will be taking over directorial duties.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
You like that? You a Sam Raimi fan?
If they're not even just a Sam Raimi fan, I think it's dope just because of his ties with Marvel through Spider-Man, but also his like Evil Dead was like one of my favorite, like a cult.
I love Evil Dead. Evil Dead. Awesome. Like I'm not a fan of horror movies, but I always enjoyed Evil Dead because I always felt like the protagonist had a chance. He had a fighting chance all the time.
Always.
You know?
Yeah.
I always disliked the movies that you just run around and you're like, don't go there.
Yeah.
You're going to get your head cut off. Don't go there. Well, you're dead.
But it's good because, you know, Sam Raimi always kind of incorporates that, like, humor within, like, those horror movies. And I think it's perfect for, like, a Doctor Strange. And not only that, just the fact that they're trying to twist Doctor Strange into, like, a borderline...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Horror flick for the MCU. I know Kevin Feige Wasn't really seeing eye to eye with Scott Derrickson's view on it because he wanted to go full like horror movie. And Kevin Feige's like, hey, you know what? You know, this is still a superhero. Well, let's,
right.
With some let's, horror elements to it.
You know, pump the brakes, you know, and I guess they didn't, it wasn't happening. So,
I think Sam Raimi's going to do a fire job with this, especially with, like I said, with the catalog he's had with the horror movies and being within that, but no, understanding how to make a superhero movie also. Hmm. With Spider-Man 2 being like one of the best Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
you know definitely. What I mean. Ever?
Oh, Spider-Man! I enjoy Spider-Man 1 as well.
Yeah,
you know? No, sure,
definitely. First off, I want to thank the scooper that I get all this information from, Mikey Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in his little group there, so I just want to credit him on all these scoops, just in case any of them come true.
Okay,
of course, credit him. These don't come from me; these come from Mr. Mikey Sutton. He is one of the insiders. You know, he hasn't been wrong yet.
Okay,
according to people who have been involved in his chats previously, unless they change their mind, usually, you know, which is how, of course, you know, I leave that to the eye of the beholder then. But all the info's from him, so I'd like to credit him. And you can find him on you can find him on Facebook if you just search for him, and you can find his posts and stuff like that.
We also got some John Krasinski, you know, Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
Spoke about wanting to play the role for Mr. Fantastic and Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see all that. I don't know if you see like all the artwork like of him, fan art.
Yeah.
And there's so much fan art of him and his wife, Emily Blunt. Like now it's like you can't unsee it anymore because it looks good and they look dope. They would look dope as those characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the fan art, you see them in their outfits and stuff like that. And it's really on point. So I'm really rooting for that. And I know, you know, Marvel's peeping it too, so that's why they're having that conversation with him. So John Krasinski he's made it known that he wants to play the role too, so we'll see what happens. And I'm sure, you know, Kevin Feige pushed that button.
Getting back to the Sam Raimi stuff with Doctor Strange, remember that in Spider-Man 2, remember they name drops Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 2, remember
that's
that?
That's right, that's funny. Yeah.
You know, that was funny. Coink-a-dink.
When they were naming when they were naming Doc Ock.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This also goes back to our theories about the Spider-Verse possibly happening with Sony and Disney collab.
Yeah.
Possibly Sam Raimi finishing what he started. At least that Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No, you don't think that's happening? Not even. What if they do animated style or something? Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you know. Sony has the great Into the Spider-Verse cartoon.
An animated version.
Well, you know, would Tobey Maguire come back and just do a voiceover for Spider-Man?
Yeah. I'm sure he would.
Yeah, cut the check, right?
I honestly feel like with Multiverse of Madness, like, you know, you're exploring all these different multiverses and different types of reality.
He's going to touch the Spider-Verse, I think so too. At least the Madame Web stuff, you know, things like that.
Like, loosely, like, it'll probably be like that.
Yeah.
What's the vampires that like to eat the spider people? What they call them in the comic book? I forgot. They're the guys that they fight in the Spider-Verse cartoons. And not in the cartoons, but in the comic books.
I'm not sure.
I forgot what they call them. And escaping. Just my brain is not working today. I don't know why. It's usually what happens on Monday. I don't know what happens.
Be honest with you, I don't want to see a live-action Spider-Verse.
A live action Spider-Verse?
I'm with you.
Yeah? But what if it's done?
What if
it's done Disney style? Here's the thing, like, Disney full blown 100%.
I think it's going to. I just don't want it to kill the.
Has Disney failed, besides Thor 2, I guess, really bombed in anything?
Bombed?
Yes.
Like, I didn't like Captain Marvel.
No, you didn't like Captain Marvel?
No.
Like, you were just like, why do we watch this movie?
Yeah, absolutely. Really?
It's definitely not necessary for it.
Age of Ultron was terrible.
You think? I liked Age of Ultron for the most part until, like, the end.
Yeah. I didn't like Age of Ultron.
Yeah, because is Ultron still alive?
Yeah, no.
technically, he was or is. In some video game, he came back.
Yeah.
Because how did they shut him out again? I forgot how they shut him out.
They killed all
Vision.
His copies.
Vision's the one who.
And got him off the web.
Yeah.
Like they disconnected him from his Dropbox or something like that, so he couldn't automatically upload.
Right.
And then Vision killed the last
remaining one. All right. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, Thor Dark World was probably the worst one.
Yeah.
So the speculation is running wild. Could Sam Raimi's Doctor Strange sequel bring his Spider-Man universe to the MCU? Speculation is running wild. Wild, wild, wild.
That's fans. That's fans trying to make everything tie
together.
Yeah.
You know, they could always dream, right? Yeah, of course, another theory or another rumor is that They're trying to do another MCU Ghost Rider, introduce him possibly in Doctor Strange movie.
I can see that.
I can see that.
Not, you know, probably one of the ones that rides a motorcycle, one of the two characters, Danny Ketch or the other one, the original one.
John Blaze.
Yeah, Johnny Blaze, yes, yeah. Right. Of course, recasted and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe they're still going to keep the Robbie Reyes one that they established from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. somehow. But and I guess the plan is to introduce enough of them to team them up.
Ugh.
The Ghost Riders?
Yeah.
Can they? That's doing too much. That's a lot.
Remember that there's also
that's a BS rumor.
In the comic book rumor, in the comic book world, they're in a alternate universe. Punisher is also Ghost Rider. He's the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot, man. It's a lot to take in. You know, comic book world, you know, it gets wild.
People
gotta stop. Yeah. So the question I pose to you.
I'll be good without a Ghost Rider movie. I'm all set.
I agree on that. I'm straight on Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I'm straight on Ghost Rider and Punisher, to be honest with you.
I think the Punisher show was so good that they don't need to do a movie.
Yeah.
I think they need to keep going with it. They need to maybe adjust it a little bit.
Sometimes things end really well and just let them end.
Let it go. The Punisher's there. He's killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing punishing the stuff, right?
Yeah.
I agree with that, too.
At a certain point, it's going to end up looking like the Expendables.
I think, though, you know, at a point, though, you know, if it keeps making money, that's their you know, their golden goose. They, you know, their operational, the way they operate, you know, Marvel, you know.
Introducing new characters is probably going to be their revenue stream.
So about new characters, they possibly want to do for Disney Plus a Sentry show. The Sentry is kind of like a psychotic Superman type character.
Yeah.
He's possessed by something called the Void as well.
Yeah.
And he's actually the only one who's defeated the Hulk in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, he's way too powerful.
And powerful. Yeah, he's way overpowered. Yeah. He's way overpowered in a comic book. I agree. I was reading some of those stories. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, the Sentry. And he's psychotic, too. So I was like, well, how are we going to stop this guy?
Yeah.
let's see. Possibly Avengers Secret Invasion, either show or movie. They're not sure yet.
Show or movie?
A Disney limited series. Show
Avengers,
kind of like a broken, like an Avengers, kind of like the team's kind of like a little scattered,
yeah.
And they're gonna have to deal with the secret invasion, you know, possibly.
Who would even the Avengers be at this point?
I don't know. Universe? I don't know. Nova, and they're actually, which was good, happy for me because I have my red Hulk number one first appearance I forget his name now. The general that hunts Hulk, right? General Ross.
Yeah.
He turns into the Red Hulk. And they're talking about possibly a Thunderbolts movie or show for Disney Plus.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen. I think that's actually
And that's where they possibly might introduce Mr. Osborn and some of those characters. Wolverine's son. Little things like that.
A Dark Avengers type situation?
Yeah, it's going to be like a Dark Avengers type situation. But then eventually what happens is, the funny thing about that story is they realize that they got to kind of like get involved and actually stop something because it's going to destroy the world. Mm-hmm. They originally become the Thunderbolts because they're just going to steal stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and do what they want, you know, and do their... But at a point, they start getting involved and stopping other people and they're like, hey, you know what? We probably should stop this guy because we're not going to have nothing if we don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a... Like an anti-hero? Like a whole team of anti-heroes?
Sounds like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's kind of, that's what it turns into, like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
It's the Marvel Suicide Squad,
yeah.
Technically. But, you know, they're getting paid, actually. Yeah. Not forced labor. Yeah. It's a little different, you know? Let's see. Well, that's what pretty much as far as, like, the Marvel rumors. There was a rumor that I would like to debunk that I saw that George Lucas himself was going to write an episode of the second season of The Mandalorian,
mm-hmm.
But that has been debunked. That is not happening at all.
He's not writing one. Okay.
He's not writing one at all. Well, what do you guys think? You think if he had the opportunity, you think he would do it?
No.
It's just no, when he want to touch
I think
it.
He wants complete and utter control over anything he's ever involved in.
Well, I mean, if he did, why would he sell it? You know, because he want not to deal with that anymore, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he wants to deal with it. That's what I'm saying. If he wanted to deal with it, he would want more control. So I don't see George Lucas guest writing anything. I don't think writing is his gift anyway.
Yeah, you know, those prequels are painful sometimes.
Yeah, that's it.
But he did help make the Clone Wars show, the cartoons. With yeah. Well, it was Dave Filoni, too, as well, but, you know. He had his moments.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joey?
I'm good on that.
Yeah? Yeah?
Me too.
You concur?
Yeah,
ditto?
I'm all set with that.
Here's a good one. The Flash will do crazier things and go further after in the actual Arrowverse stuff. That's interesting. The Arrowverse stuff, I haven't caught up to after this Crisis of Infinite Earths, man. It's just... I could tell you guys the ending of Arrow. Let's talk about the ending of Arrow since you guys don't care.
Yeah.
So at the end of Arrow, John Diggle is packing up because he's moving, whatever. And then out of the sky... A Green Lantern falls.
Oh, yeah, falls I did see that.
Oh, wow.
I did see that, yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to incorporate his character into the new Green Lantern show that they're planning, or he's going to be part of the Arrowverse still, like a walk-on character or something like that once in a while. But he founds it, opens it up, and it's all illuminating green. We can only assume it's a ring, but...
Okay. A green
Lantern ring, yes.
A Green Lantern ring, or... Yeah. Or the actual Green Lantern person falls.
Well, I didn't rewind it, but my wife was watching it with me, and she was like, "Did you see it? That was a guy that fell."
Yeah,
I just thought it was like a plane or something. But I was like, and I was explaining to her, "Oh yeah, it's gonna be whatever Green Lantern." She was like, "Well, weren't you paying attention? That was a guy that fell.
Yeah,
not a plane." And I was like, "Was it?" Yeah. But I didn't rewind it, so I was like, I took her word for it. I don't want to have that fight. Yeah, you got to pick and choose your battles, ladies and gentlemen. This is professional spouse help, okay? And I think that's it, man. That's all we got going on. Unless something else, I'm forgetting something you guys watch. You guys want to talk about?
No, I'm going to start to watch The Key. I think it is. What is it?
The Key?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's based off a graphic novel. New series coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be checking out Lost in Space Season 2.
Ah, yeah.
Which I very much enjoyed the first season, and I think we're coming to the end of The Outsider.
There was another show that I liked a lot, Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon.
That's what I need. I need that season 2 of Altered Carbon, man. I need that.
Altered Carbon. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the kind of sci-fi that I like.
I did not get into Altered.
No, Carbon. It's not for everybody. But so, I like
Lock
it for
and
some
Key. I apologize. It's
called Lock and Key. Yes, Lock I did see. They had a first season already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's currently on Netflix.
Ah, okay. So, is it moving or is it going to be on Netflix?
It's a series.
Yeah, okay. So it's continuing on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Dope. Mm-hmm. Very dope.
Yeah.
What about you, Joey? Anything else on your queue there?
I saw that the Amber Heard is being talked about being replaced in the Aquaman 2 movie.
Really? Why?
You see, there's a petition out. No, but
it's like petition, like all these guys that want to erase the Last Jedi petition.
Warner Brothers is actually really considering to remove her from Aquaman 2.
Yeah, she probably is probably. Getting
and the reason is why because that whole Johnny Depp stuff. You saw that?
Yeah, she's getting some bad press.
She's getting a really bad press.
Yeah,
she is
physically abusing Johnny Depp.
It's not funny. I didn't mean to laugh at that.
That was wild, man. That's
and
wild.
Like, yo, I felt
the
really bad.
She should lose her gig
really
just
bad
because
for Johnny Depp, bro. Like, yeah, it was just a bad look on her part, for real.
Well, how do you know? Who?
She doesn't. Yo,
where's the proof?
It just blows my mind. Like,
but
like
where's the proof though?
This audio. Did you not hear
tape.
It?
Yeah,
it's really? The whole tape.
Oh snap! Do we need to find the audio? Hold up.
Yeah, he has a tape of a phone call.
Yeah,
he's like, I didn't hit you that hard. Yeah, I didn't slap you that hard. No one's gonna believe you. It's really bad. Yeah,
but. So paints him bad or her bad?
Her.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like he's like calm through the whole thing, and he's just telling her like just to, you know, stay away from him and things like that.
Right.
And she's like, you know, bugging out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She went full psycho, yo.
Yeah, she's kinda,
she went full psycho.
Yeah, man.
And then she's like starts calling him names. It's ugly. So
you know, actors and actresses, come on.
Now the petition has 275,000 signatures.
I don't know. I think Last Jedi had more, and they weren't able to do nothing with that.
No,
so.
But I think with her bad press right now, like they're probably ask that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
They can't afford to have
Warner Brothers. They need people to talk about them.
Bruh,
that's what they need.
It's Johnny Depp. You ain't going to be out here disrespecting Johnny Depp.
You don't do that to Johnny.
Yeah,
Captain Jack.
I don't know, man. There's two sides to a story, man.
No. It's on tape.
Yeah? I don't know, man.
So now they're talking about also, there's a lot of DC stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about doing that Joker 2 for a while, and salute to Joaquin Phoenix for getting that Oscar.
Yeah.
I kind of was touched by that that speech he gave.
He meant that, didn't he?
I don't want to drink regular milk anymore. I'm just going to straight almond and soy milk from now.
That's funny.
And, I mean, I already do it in my coffee. I put almond milk.
Right.
But the Joker 2 movie is actually reportedly going to introduce the real Joker.
Ah.
And nobody knows whether Joaquin Phoenix is going to be involved with it. Who knows if they call Jared Leto back and that's how he becomes Joker? Is be like watching the influence on. I don't know. I don't know how you bring Jared Leto back into that, especially since, you know, we saw what we saw in Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
He lived. Wow, that's right? Wild.
And the age gap. But apparently, like, if they're going to do this part two, they're going to touch upon how.
He could be a kid.
Yeah.
A little kid seeing that. Yeah.
Possibly.
But he can't. I don't think he could.
No?
I mean, because. Oh boy, from Walking Dead was the dad in Dawn of Justice.
What's whose dad?
Remember the Bruce Wayne's dad. Remember in the beginning of Dawn of Justice?
Oh yeah.
So how am I gonna like unsee that?
Yeah, you're right. Mm. That's a good point.
I guess.
So I just got this notification.
Yeah.
From comicbook.com.
Oh, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Birds of Prey will be changing its title at all the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Nah.
It will now be called Harley Quinn Birds of Prey on all theater chain sites.
I don't even believe you, yo.
As it should have been from before. No, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Open to only 33.2 million. Oh, man. And,
Oh, that's why, because the opening day was weak.
Yeah.
Dude, 33 million? How much?
Well, that's their bad, man. Somebody's getting fired in the marketing department. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they should have thought about that when they were making it. Like,
yeah.
I don't think of Harley Quinn when you're telling me Birds of. Well, I mean, unless you read the comics.
Deep into it, yeah.
Yeah, unless you're deeply invested in the comics, but you, to the average person, and maybe, you know, it's a female hero driven kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, no little girl knows what the hell a Birds of Prey is. She knows who Harley Quinn is because, you know, Margot Robbie's kind of created that character to the point where recognizable, marketable, and recognized by, you know, masses.
Wow. Last rumor. Definitely Kang looks like is going to be the main big bad. He's going to take over for Thanos in the MCU going forward.
Kang.
You know what I think Kang is going to introduce that? I think was going to... Did we talk about all the deep Disney Plus... The
WandaVision
trailers?
Stuff?
We didn't
talk about the Super Bowl trailer for little... I know. How did we forget about that, Joey?
You forgot about that.
You're my resource guy. Come on.
No, we good. I mean, I think was going to introduce that Kang the Conqueror. That's actually might have some, you know, it's actually might be factual. Loki series.
Uh-huh.
And you know why? Because that little second of a clip we got in that Disney Plus Super Bowl spot, he's wearing a TVA, like a jail like outfit.
Mm-hmm.
TVA is the Time Variance Authorities.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right.
From the comics, from the Thor comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is like they're peeping the Avengers during Endgame, like snapping. You know, or going back in time, finding the stones and all that. Mm. And you already know, like, in the middle of all that, Loki grabs the Tesseract, disappears. And I'm thinking he gets snagged by time, by the TVA. And they're like, yo, you're running around, jumping through. Dude, what's going on with these universe jumpings and time traveling? What the hell's going on? And he just got caught in the mist. They bag him. And, you know, he's classic Loki. Like, he's not the, you know, the softened up one like that we saw in Ragnarok. This is going to be interesting. I think that's going to introduce Kang Conqueror. Also, I think WandaVision doing all that stuff, too, is going to be, you know.
What gets Kang involved.
Yeah, that's what gets him involved. So I'm banking on these Disney Plus shows to introduce all that.
Wow. Touch on some Star Wars stuff before we sign off. You know, I found this guy... Star Wars Theory is a channel on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and I believe his name is Daniel Rodriguez, I think, something like that, or Daniel Gonzalez, something like that. I'll get his name right in a moment. But The more important thing about this gentleman here, he did a fan movie about Vader. Okay. It's called Vader. It's on his YouTube channel, and he got the okay through Lucasfilm to do it. It was a fan film. He put his own money because he couldn't. Disney didn't let him monetize it or anything like that. He did it pro production. The first episode. And it was actually saw for the first time, and it was really good. It was like in between, like right after Revenge of the Sith, before Rogue One.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, he's still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
Apprentice, you know, he's still haunted by Padme, and just without ruining it, go check it out, guys. It's not that he needs more views, but It was actually really, really well done. I was really surprised. Star Wars Theory is his channel on YouTube. But the real news is he was originally going to do 4 episodes of this show, of the Vader show, the prequel. And he has decided that he's going to finish it finally. And he's going to put his own money and finish and do 2 more episodes.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's.
Is there 4 currently?
No. No. Just one.
Just one.
Just one that's done, and it's really, really, really good.
Okay.
Even the guy that plays the Emperor, mm-hmm. like, sounds great and talks. Right.
That's yeah. Let him.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's good. Check it out. You'll like it. I won't try. I won't ruin it for you guys. But yeah, check him out, man. He's got a bunch of like podcast style videos and stuff like that talking about. You know, everything in Star Wars. He runs down like stuff in the comic books, you mm-hmm. know, like the Marvel stuff.
Okay.
He'll do like a little video and show it, the whole thing. It's pretty dope. So Tarek, don't know what's going on with you. They want to follow you. Where can they?
It's been a rough year.
Yeah.
Just we'll just talk about it next week. Just follow me on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, my name is Tarek at Instagram.
It's all right, man. We're gonna get through it. Mr. Joy Franchise.
Yep, follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise, and keep up with me on Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. Actually going to do my show right now.
Right. Tune in. Tap in, like you say.
Tap in.
You go to check out my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. We'll be hosting PlayCon, Largo PlayCon. That will be, if I can get the date right, let's see. Did not remember, guys. My Google Calendar rules my life. March 28th. Okay, that's in Largo, Florida, and I will be hosting it. I'll be hosting everything that's going on stage, and we'll have a booth there too.
All right.
So a little booth. We'll have probably Albert Dalmas from Dalmas Comics, you know, promote his comic book and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the guys from VR Initiative will be out there promoting their game and all that good stuff, and M&M Video Games will be out there. All these guys, we're all getting together and working on this con.
Dope.
So come check it out. We'll be out there. March 28th. And that's it for us today, guys. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Always follow us on the Instagram, on the Facebook, Geek Culture Congress. All together on Facebook, one word, Geek Culture Congress. Until next time, see you guys. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.